Hi, and welcome to Do You Know BTS, where I, Chloe, a British army, tries to convince
me, Lorraine, to join the BTS fandom.
Today we're doing another ship episode, and like what we did with our last ship episode we both chose a member each without showing each other to start with who we were picking. I picked RM for no reason whatsoever, really. It was just random for me. And Lorraine went for Jimin. You did have a bit more of a reason behind your picking, though.
At this point, obviously, it's only our second ship. And I still didn't want to go down the predictable route of picking my bias. So I thought I'd pick someone else unexpected and go for Jimin, because he is obviously more of a affectionate member. Mm. So I thought any person he's paired with is surely going to be easy ship to do. Although I didn't expect Chloe to pick RM, and I actually didn't think it was an incredible easy ship to do. You said yourself it's not a hugely popular one, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I have mentioned before that I've never really followed the ships, so I couldn't really tell you the names of many ships. But I am aware of the more popular ones, like Jungkook and V, for instance. J-Hope and Suga, I know, is a very popular one. But this one, I wasn't aware of it being very popular. I didn't know the ship name. We had to look that up.
Yeah.
We found out that it's called Namin. So, yeah, nothing immediately sprung to mind either with this ship. So how I went about getting my notes, because we both go off separately to get notes, same like what we did last time. I first watched a few Namin videos that were put together on YouTube. I don't usually like doing this because I always feel like it's a bit copying, really. Like,
yeah. Remember you mentioning that for the soap one, the idea of looking...
Mm-hmm. I don't think I did with soap, but I decided to with this one because I had no idea like where to begin with it at all.
I didn't.
Basically, I watched these videos because I wanted to know what the armies had noticed. The parts that I thought stood out, you wouldn't have actually seen.
Didn't you say that with soap as well?
Yeah, a lot of things I could recall from memory, you wouldn't have seen yet. But with this one, I didn't recall it straight away from memory. The army had remembered these moments and put them together in these videos. Literally none of them we could have talked about,
yeah,
and they were very obvious stuff. You know what Jimin's like with his playful ways, a lot of like moments like that. But basically, summing up what I saw in these videos, it was a lot of like Jimin touching RM, like what I said about his playful way. And some of it, you could look at it as quite sexual, as there was a few moments where he's like touching RM's thigh or getting very close to his face, like moments like this. But knowing Jimin, he's a very touchy member anyway, so he's quite like this with all the members. So yeah. I felt like it.
Well, that is why I picked him.
Yeah, exactly. But one of the things I did notice from watching these videos was the looks that RM was giving Jimin, something I had not noticed before. It was kind of in this loving way, like he finds Jimin like extremely cute. It's just so hard to explain this look. It's like a kind of smile that he was giving Jimin. So that was something I got from the videos and something that interested me, really, because with Jimin I thought it was quite obvious what I found, but seeing how RM was acting towards Jimin, it was something I hadn't noticed.
I didn't look at those videos. Last time we planned the ship, the very first one, obviously being really excited about the first time doing the ship, I rewatched all the old stuff to make sure that I didn't miss out on anything. But doing that for every single ship is just going to be too much, time consuming and, well, impossible, really. So this time I just skimmed material like you skimmed it before.
Yeah.
So I just hope that I found everything that there was to find, but I probably think I missed stuff. And like you said, a lot of it's probably in the future.
Yeah, stuff that we haven't discussed
but
before.
But we still do, like we said in the past, we hope to go back to these ships.
Yeah.
Well. To start off with, I looked at American Hustle, and Chloe also looked at some American Hustles, but I found one point first, and this is in American Hustle episode 3. And it's when the BTS members are having a dance battle with some random dancers. And when it's RM's turn to have the dance battle, he actually loses. And Jimin tells RM that he had the skills to beat them. And he says that he told RM before that he just had to confront it calmly to win. He also says that RM didn't show everything he had. And I just think that he seems really frustrated and disappointed for RM's loss. And I know that he obviously is very supportive of all the members, but I just felt like he really was feeling this for RM in this moment, and that's why I wrote this down as a point.
Mm.
He just really wanted RM to do it, and I just thought it was a sweet, sweet moment, really.
The point I have next actually supports like what you were just saying there.
This is in the same episode, and we both found this point.
I also didn't watch American Hustle properly, but I knew that they were paired together in episode 3, so I went straight to episode 3. After this point that Lorraine's mentioned, RM is saying that he is no good at dance, but Jimin tells him that he has improved a lot and that he told him before they were paired together that he wanted to be with RM, and RM says that he can remember this. So I assume that this obviously was off camera, maybe around the time where they're watching this dance, like when Jimin's trying to support RM.
Yeah.
And it makes sense if he really wants him as a dance partner. I think this is a bit unusual, really. Out of all the members, why Jimin is drawn at this moment to wanting RM, because RM's obviously not seen as a particular good dancer, so it is interesting that
it's his kind of personality though, like with Jimin, like that, like really, like he's so supportive that it's kind of perfect fitting for him to be with someone who's considered a bit, like you said, not the best dancer.
Yeah,
he needs someone with all that support,
yeah,
which is Jimin.
Another way I look at it is RM's usually the one who supports Jimin in many other ways.
Being the leader, exactly. I did find this, like, later as well.
And I feel like this is where Jimin's talents are above RM. Yeah. And it's like he wants to give something back to RM to thank him for the support that he's given him other times.
Yeah. Also in episode 3, I have one other point that happens later after these two. And it's when they are walking down the street late after practice and they are talking about a firework display, and RM says, "You're supposed to watch with the person you love," and Jimin laughs and says, "I love you too." And I just wrote this down because I think obviously it's them cutely hinting or saying, you know, they care about each other, really. I never really put it down as a sexual ship, these parents that we're looking at. I more see very good friendship bonds, and you can say I love you to friends anytime. And I find that a lot with this ship. I find a lot of support and a lot of cuteness to
definitely
them.
cuteness.
And that's what I found when I was looking at it, so I tried to focus points on that, and I think this really screams cute. And then the other American Hustle I have is American Hustle episode 5. RM and Jimin are waiting for the girl that they had previously invited to shoot at MV. Jin and J-Hope's girl arrives, and then Sugar, V's and Jungkook's girl arrives, but RM and Jimin's girl hasn't came yet. And RM says she still isn't here and runs over to hug Jimin, and they reassure each other that they will still do it even without a casting girl. But she does eventually arrive. And again, it's this support. I see it all the time, like the reassurance of each other and the support. And even like, even when they don't vocally say it, you can see it in body language and like face gestures and all kinds of things. But I really see this really strong support and chemistry,
which too.
I think makes a really strong ship.
Yeah.
Next, I looked at Rookie King, and I actually didn't find much from this, but I did manage to find one point in episode 2. And it's one of the M-Plate games when Jimin has a punishment. And it's to stick sticky notes on his face and try to get them off without, like, touching them. And when he receives the punishment, J-Hope says it's the Jimin and Sugar show because they've been getting the most punishments.
Oh, yeah.
And RM says it's because they're the most popular members. And also, during the punishment, Jimin's making lots of faces, obviously, trying to get sticky notes off. And RM says that he's so pretty and, oh, man, he's so cute. Just making me think now when you said that you thought that RM looks at him like
he's cute.
He spoke about it. And I know that I'm sure that there's other times when RM mentions about
I'm sure of it too.
And now after you said that, and then I'm thinking about it, I think it's kind of like this point does say it.
It does. And I also can recall, I couldn't find any footage about it because I don't know when he said it, but I'm sure that RM said a number of times that he likes cute things too. Like, like when they've gone into shops, I don't know. I just have memory of him saying that he really likes like cute items, which also makes it just ring a bell for me with RM, because I can remember being a little surprised about it, thinking that he's not the member who would jump out the most of liking cute items. And I'm sure he's mentioned it before.
He definitely calls Jimin cute a few times. I know later on, I'm certain I have a note where he's also referring to Jimin being very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And he's quite vocal about it. Like I said, I've heard it a few times.
The next point I found, I was actually really happy with my discovery with this one. I went to skim through the undercover mission in Osaka because I remember skimming through the undercover missions before.
I didn't actually really look at them.
So I thought I'd do the same thing, and I wasn't actually expecting to find anything. But when I found this, I was really happy about it because I really like this point. And it's RM's birthday, and they're all singing happy birthday to him on stage. And one of the members, I think it's Jin, you don't actually see, you only see an arm, but Jin's wearing a t-shirt, and I think whoever it is has a t-shirt on, so I think it's Jin. He puts out his finger so RM can blow it out, like making a candle with his finger, which he does, he just blows out normally. But then Jimin does the exact same thing afterwards. And when it's Jimin, he looks at Jimin for like a second, and then he playfully decides to go to bite Jimin's finger instead, and then starts ruffling Jimin's hair. And I just think this is very unusual, because he acts
playful,
and he acts completely different with Jin. And then when it goes to Jimin, it's like, again, it's this cuteness. Yeah. Like he thinks, oh, it's Jimin, and he starts like playing with his hair. I just really liked this with comparison with two members.
Yeah, that's
and
really
it's the way RM froze too before he reacted, and he just seemed more happier with Jimin's candle when he was with Jin's.
I think that's a really good one. I didn't look at it, and I can remember the stage, the birthday, but I can't really record the moment because I obviously haven't seen it in a really long time.
The next one I watched was BTS Go. I think this is another series I fast forwarded before, and I did the same here. And there's another playful, cute moment where Jimin is walking in LA and he has no shoes on, so his feet are really hot.
Oh yeah.
And he's asking RM to help him, clinging on to him. But RM says, you did it to yourself. But Jimin remains hanging on to RM for support. And what I find interesting with this scene is it's all seven members who are there. And I think at the very start, when Jimin's complaining about his feet being hot, he's not directly next to RM at this point. He kind of runs for RM. And I just think it's interesting that, again, showing the support between the two of them, that he turns to RM as the member to help him in this situation, even though he doesn't. I feel like that adds to the playfulness to
definitely.
It as well. I just like these two points because it shows how they're different when all the members are together instead of the two of them being together.
Yeah, I think they're two really good points.
Yeah, because I always try to find moments where the two of them are together, just those two.
Yeah, that's
members.
Kind of like when I was skimming, I kind of froze when it was just like those.
Exactly,
two.
And that's what I usually hunt for. But to be honest, I find it the most interesting when they're actually with other members, because then you can see the difference.
Yeah. Next, I decided to look at the run episodes, kind of skimming through them, which is really hard to do. And I found that in run episode 33, which is the photo zone, I don't know why I always find that hard to say that one. Jim and MV are having to wink for their picture, and RM says that Jimin's photo is fantastic, and he says that Jimin looks really cute and that he looks like a fairy. And again, it's just that vocalness of the cuteness. And the next point I have is a little similar to this. It's in episode 41 where RM and Jimin are doing the blue flag white flag game, and Jin is the MC, and he says for the two to make eye contact before. And Jimin acts really cutely about this, and there's like laughing as he's going over and looking at RM, and he says his dimples are so cute. And again, it's just them both being vocal about the cuteness, because like I said, that's a thing that I think is quite strong in this ship. And then in run episode 42, RM is doing the sky course, obstacle course, and there's a part on it with the rock wall, and Jimin is complimenting RM on his great proportions, saying that RM is a calm player and looks like a cyclist. And I wrote this down just because of the odd compliments that Jimin's given RM. And I always think that when you say things like this, well, to me, they seem a little unusual. But paying anyone like compliments like this, it just shows you're very comfortable with this person, very close with them.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I wrote it down, because like these, all three of these runs, I feel like they're paying lots of compliments, unusual ones too, like saying like he's like a fairy, and you do it when you're close with someone as well.
Yeah,
I think.
What I also like about that is it just shows how close they are, because they're noticing things with each other that maybe other people don't notice. It's not like, oh, you've got nice eyes, or like nice smile, you know, the usual compliments.
Very personal.
Personal, yeah. I didn't look into the run so much. I just went to this one, run episode 43, and it's the sense episode, and it's the part where they're testing their hearing, and Jimin has to find RM, and I just remembered that Jimin was partnered with RM here, that he had to find him.
Jimin's blindfolded, mm-hmm. and all the other members have to shout ARMY all together.
Yeah, and straight away, in the first call, he points straight at RM, and then he succeeds in finding him. And I know a lot of members do this as well in the game. There's quite a lot that are good at it. I just really liked how quickly Jimin located Armin.
I also wrote this down. I think that was why I wrote it down. Because at first I wasn't sure, because like you said, other members do find people. But I still think it means you have to have a good connection with someone. And the way he just went straight,
fast, yeah.
So that's why I also thought it.
I remember being very impressed at the time. Yeah, and me shocked too. At how quick that was. That's why it was one of the run episodes that sprang to mind for me. Next, I got points for an interview that I am unsure if Lorraine has seen this interview or not, because I have shown Lorraine a few interviews in the past, but right at the very beginning, when we first started focusing.
To be honest, when you say it, it probably won't come to my mind whether I've seen it or not.
To be honest, I actually don't think you have seen it, only because it's an interview for Love Yourself Tear album, and we've only just recently talked about the Love Yourself Tear, so I don't know why I would have shown you it. But I felt like I had to mention this one. I don't usually like mentioning things that Lorraine hasn't seen before.
But you did in the soap.
Yeah, I did. And this interview, they sat next to each other, and Jimin's been particularly touchy and playful in this interview. They are asked, what do you love about each other? And RM says that he loves Jimin's smile, and Jimin says finished in a teasing manner, like he expects more. And then RM says that he loves Jimin's face when he dances, which I think is an unusual compliment, an unusual one, and it shows that he must be watching Jimin to know how his face looks when he dances. To which Jimin then says, finished again, wanting more. At this point, he starts touching RM's thigh. RM says, let's finish this relationship, but then hugs Jimin, and then Jimin falls into his lap when he hugs him. So
can't recall it.
I just felt like I had to mention this one because you could look at it as a bit more of a sexual point.
Although when you were saying touching the fire, I thought it's starting to sound like an erotica novel now.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously he's shipping for the compliments.
You see it as playfulness, though. Me too. A cute playfulness between them, which I see a lot with this ship. That's how I see it.
Yeah, me too. I mean, this is the closest I really got for looking down the other route. Like, I'm sure there are lots of people out there that actually ship this in a romantic way. But it's just something I couldn't really find anything romantically. It's just cute from RM to Jimin, and Jimin just being a touchful, playful,
his
like he is.
Usual self.
Yeah, exactly, his usual self. But this is probably the closest I found to maybe looking in that direction.
I personally prefer just looking at it as a really close friendship, because that's what I see of all the members, and that's why I really like when I'm looking for it, just to look for more friendship things than sexual things.
Yeah, me
but
too.
I suppose like everyone can pick which they'll prefer to ship, they prefer to ship.
Next is a point that we both found, and this is for Bon Voyage season 1 episode 2, and this point is actually the first one that sprang to mind when we picked the ship.
Yeah, I think this was actually the first point, even though I watched most of it in order, this one I actually found during when I was making the soap ship, because sometimes I tried to write down
I was going to say, I don't know that's why it sprang in my mind, because you had mentioned it, and I also remember you really liking this moment when we talked about it. So I could remember that very clearly. And it's the part where RM and Jimin are dancing up the mountain. And I think that this moment's very cute because RM's trying to match Jimin's energy by dancing in short spurts. But he keeps getting tired. And I like seeing this bonding together really between the two of them, especially as it's two very different personalities.
Yeah, and I think in this moment you really see their two different personalities.
But what I also liked about it is that they both wanted to walk and the other members had decided not to walk.
Yeah.
But they both have different ways of enjoying their time walking. RM more relaxed and Jimin more excited, but both enjoying each other's company. So it just shows that they both have the same decision, that that's what they wanted to do, to walk, but do it in different ways.
Yeah, I really like this moment and I'm glad that we both have it down. And then the next point in Bon Voyage I actually didn't find was until season 3, because I didn't find that they had a huge amount of pairing time together in Bon Voyage. No. And I think this is the next time they're actually paired together, is in season 3. And so I have season 3, episode 3. And It's when RM and Jimin are exploring Malta and they go to the fountain and they see a hand with a pigeon in the palm. I actually don't recall seeing this when we were there and I don't remember noticing at the time.
No.
Because when we were in Malta, we tried to look for everything they saw. I was very sleepy when we watched these Malta ones when we were there. Yeah,
it's not springing to my mind.
But I was just surprised when I saw them at the hand that we actually didn't try get a picture near it because this goes on to say Jimin got a picture near it. But yeah, there's a hand and it has a pigeon in the palm and Jimin immediately thinks that it's really cute. And RM says that it looks a bit like Jimin, saying that he's cute, and says that Jimin should have a picture with it. And he titles the picture Jimin and Jimin, as in cute and cute.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those playful, cute moments between the two of them. Also in episode 3, later on, RM and Jimin are at dinner and they can hear banging sounds. And Jimin runs from the table that they're at to go see what it is, because earlier on Jimin had missed the cannons being fired and I think he thinks that this could be done. And RM is left at the table and he just says that basically Jimin is nuts for running off.
This is a very funny moment.
And then later on he goes to follow Jimin to find out, and it's fireworks that RM's missed. But when he's asked in Jimin, Jimin is being very playful about it, saying that it's a secret. RM really wants to know what it was. Jimin eventually tells him that it was fireworks and he's really happy. And Jimin is saying that he's a winner because he's seen it. And RM also agrees that he's a winner. And I think RM, this is one of those moments when he doesn't say it, but I think he's really thinking Jimin is very cute in this moment. It's just one of those ones where you look at it and you have to look at the moment to see it, because he's not really saying it, but I'm sure there's something there.
Well, I did think of this moment too. Well, I knew they were together because I found this scene really funny, but at the time I couldn't be bothered to find the moment, so I was actually hoping you'd get something from this.
That actually is all I have from Bon Voyage.
Yeah, but like you said, I don't think they were partnered together much in Bon Voyage. Well, no. They were the only times I could recall where they were looking through it.
When I was skimming Bon Voyage, I tried to stop when the parents were announced, and I'm pretty sure these were the only two times they were paired together.
Basically, just summing up this ship, in my opinion, I think the ship is just very adorable, and although I did struggle to find specific moments to talk about, mostly as, like we said, they're rarely paired together or in the same team, I began to notice the cute chemistry between them. I saw the constant looks between the two, RM looking at Jimin like he's the cutest person in the world, and Jimin looking at RM for approval, and perhaps being in a position of authority. The other members aren't as playful around RM, but Jimin is a very touchy member. But I think that RM likes the affection from Jimin, as I feel he craves attention sometimes. And in moments where RM is more laid back, he still allows Jimin to be affectionate without saying anything. It's a natural thing. And I think that Jimin really looks up to RM and values their talks, because even though Jimin is this hyperactive, playful person, which we see a lot when he's around, like V, for example, he is also very emotional and self-conscious. And I think he worries and doubts himself a lot. And the member he turns to for support and advice is RM. And I just think this ship is just so cute, and they both love the comfort they get from each other.
I think you've summed that up really well. I kind of feel the same, kind of like what you mentioned about RM. Obviously, him being the leader, I see him as more of the mature character. He has to play that part a lot and act that way a lot. But I think that Jimin brings a cute, playful side out in him, which I think he quite enjoys too and quite likes. And I think you see this a lot, obviously, in Bon Voyage too. Even though they were paired together very little, the moments that they had together, I really, really see this cuteness between them.
Definitely.
And I also see them as a pair that are very supportive of each other. All the members support each other, of course. And I think, like, Jimin supports loads of other members, but I think it was really easy to pick it out when looking at this ship, that it was just so strong. And a lot of the points I have, obviously, are to do with being cute, playful, and supportive. And that is because I think their ship is mostly made up of, really.
Yeah.
Which I think is really, like, nice. Like, who wouldn't want that?
Yeah, I really liked that you actually mentioned that one in American Hustle where you noticed the support coming from Jimin supporting RM, because I never really looked at it like that. I obviously know that Jimin is a very supportive person, but I think with RM, I always look at him as the one to give the support.
He supports a lot of the other members because he is obviously the leader.
Yeah, and I never really looked at it the other way around, so I really liked how we found that example, because I'm sure there's many times where Jimin's been like that supportive person, but you don't automatically think it with RM. You think of it with other members, but not so much RM.
And it was one other thing that I noticed, which I didn't really mention because there was no need, but when we were looking at the soap episode, I noticed that J-Hope and Sugar always seem to be near each other. And when we do a ship, I can't help but try to notice now when they're together. I did notice that with RM and Jimin, for some reason, and I can't help but think this cannot be coincidence, but nearly every single run episode, which I looked at, which is up until what we've talked about so far, they always start off the episode standing near each other.
Oh, really?
It was very few episodes that they weren't standing together at the very beginning of the episodes. And I just always think it's weird, because like, if it happens once or twice, obviously it's normal. There's seven of them, it's bound to. But when it was, like, say I looked at, I don't know, I must have looked at 50 episodes at least. I'd say out of 50, at least 40 of them, they were standing near each other.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, because there's seven of them. Like, they could be standing near different people. They must pick where they stand. Yeah. And is it really that much of a coincidence? Or, you know, I could just be reading into it because we're looking at this shit. But I always find it interesting, to notice something like that. Because I never have noticed before without looking at a ship.
No.
And that's why I find ships so interesting, because you start looking for the weirdest things that you would never pick up on. Well, I don't pick up on things like, you know what I mean? I look past like earrings someone's wearing or jewellery, but obviously doing the ship, I'm looking for all the times they're in close contact and together, and I just couldn't help but start to notice a pattern of them being near each other.
I'm so glad that we have started these ship episodes, to be honest. I was reluctant to start with because I don't really follow ships, but I just find it quite interesting and quite exciting too, because I was saying to Lorraine that now I keep looking at Sugar and J-Hope and noticing things when those two are together, something I never really did before. And I understand why ships are so popular now, because it is quite exciting, really. It adds something to your watching experience with BTS when you got this extra connection between members. And this ship as well, I was not expecting to love it at all, because I didn't think there was going to be much there. And although I don't find that our points have been as easy to find as soap, for instance, I really love it. Like, I love what we found, and I just think it's so adorable.
I think it's really good as well that we found like a similar thing.
Yeah,
like, we seem to be on the same page. Yeah, and we do this separately. Honestly, like, I do mine in my own time, and Chloe does hers, and we don't really talk that much about it. I mean, we might say one or two things that we found, but we don't discuss in detail.
No.
Apart from, I did constantly complain at the beginning to Chloe that I couldn't see anything with this ship. And I just think it was because I went obviously about the different approach this time. I went to more skimming, and I found that very hard. I really enjoyed doing the ships. I love what we find, and I find them really interesting, and I can't wait always to do the next one. However, I find that I just wish there was an easier way. Skimming things for me is difficult because I feel like there's a lot I'm missing, and I want to do justice to every ship we do, but watching everything is also too difficult because you just don't have the time
to do it every time.
So I just wish that there was something like a little bit in between to make it a bit easier. But once you get there, once you get to the end of it and you've got all your notes and we come together to talk, like, I enjoy what we find.
Yeah,
and
me
stuff.
Too.
It's just getting there.
Yeah, I've been really happy with both our ships we've done so far and how our outcome of the ships are so similar.
But I do generally like this ship now. I did complain to Kurt at the start because I felt like I couldn't really see it. But
You had that in your head, because I did at the start, like, already thinking there's no way there's anything there, because, well, I thought, I obviously knew they were close friends, but I didn't think they were as close as, say, like, Jimin and V, for instance, or even RM and J-Hope.
Yeah, but it definitely wasn't one that sprung to mind. But overall, after looking at it, I really like their cute ship that they have. I think it's an adorable ship.
Me too.
And I can't wait to find what we find in the next ship.
In the next episode, we're going to be talking about more Run BTS episodes, this time episodes 52 to 56.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Do You Know BTS.
We will be back with another episode soon.
In the meantime, you can check out our media at Do You Know BTS Podcast on Instagram and Do You Know BTS Pod on Twitter.
If you wanted to support us further, it would mean a lot if you joined our Patreon.
See you next time.